This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta Eats on the radio.
It's Steak Shapiro and Jen Hobby on Star 94.
Hi, Steak.
How are you, Miss Jen? Nice to see you.
I'm always looking to you for great advice.
Yes.
And this
Yes,
feels-
don't talk to your husband that way. You were out of line. Oh, you mean like food advice. I'm sorry. Be more nurturing.
It feels weird to come to a dude for ideas for girls' night out.
Yes, I'm very sensitive. I like girly things. Like I like going to theater. So
you're a sports guy, a food guy, and a sensitive guy.
Sometimes. I don't know what Kimberly would say about that, but you know Kimberly. I'm a lucky guy. How about that?
That's right.
I'm a lucky guy.
Aw, so cute.
So wine bars around Atlanta.
Yes, this is what
about.
I need is a new wine bar scene to go check out, to try different varietals and hang out with the girlfriends and drink wine.
Well, I like Barcelona because it's a national chain, but they just get it. You need great tapas. You need great charcuterie. They're so big and they just have the ability to just have so many different wines.
Right. The depth of their wine
chart. The depth of their menu, the depth of their wines.
Right.
It may be a national chain, but it does feel very, very local, especially the one on the Beltline I love.
Yes.
But any of the Barcelona wine bars, the best date night ever, but great for girls' night out as well.
Love it.
Lucien Books and Wine is very fancy and very bougie, but maybe some of the best food in all of Atlanta. It's in the heart of that Buckhead shopping area.
Okay.
And it's a bookshop as well. Their wine list is massive. Hundreds
so
of glasses.
This is like highbrow wine
no,
sipping
that's
because
highbrow.
You're going to also get a book.
Yeah, the whole restaurant, though, is pretty highbrow and really cool. Nothing more highbrow or hotter in Buckhead.
Okay.
Right now, if you want to be the bouge of the bougiest, then Le Bon Nash, which is like an Instagram sensation, really great owners, mostly French wines by the glass and by the bottle, but the food there is over the top. Their brunch scene is packed to the gills on Saturday and Sunday.
Love this. Now, when it comes to wine, are you more European? Or do you like California?
I like California.
California.
You know, I'm not as sophisticated as some of my buddies. As I notice, the most successful friends I have, all they care about is great wine and golf, right? You know, I don't lose my mind over it. But I love the Californias. California reds are great, go with a lot of different things, and drinkable. Isn't that what they call it? Super drinkable.
Yes.
But there's a lot of great wine bar, a lot of great spots. Look at any downtown these days. So whether it's downtown Brookhaven or downtown Roswell.
Even Chamblee.
Swanee.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to find a wine bar and just ask questions. Don't feel ignorant and like you don't have the right to ask questions because you do.
Have
right?
you noticed that your friends who start doing really well, like maybe they went up in their salary or they did really well, all of a sudden they drink a different caliber wine?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, they can tell. The best way to tell how an economy is doing, this is very true.
Okay.
My buddies who own restaurant chains, like steakhouse chains, the Capital Grills of the world or whatever, or big steakhouses, when people feel good about the economy, the $150 wines, the $200 $400 wines, not an issue. Even more, $300-$400. And then when you're ordering wines under $100, under $70, is a good indication of the mood of the country.
Interesting.
Yes, especially the fancy one percenters. The wine they order often tells you how their portfolio is doing.
Absolutely.
Never say they're never going to abstain completely, but that's where they figure, this is where I'm going to make my, this is where I'm going to get fiscally responsible. Don't forget to watch Elaine Eats Thursday nights on Peachtree TV and Sunday mornings at 10:30. You can follow me on Instagram at Steak Shapiro. I don't rate wines. I do rate sandwiches.
And you do it very well. Describe them very well.
Everybody has
make
their
everybody
gift.
Everybody hungry on Instagram.
Everybody has their gift. Don't forget, Elaine Eats on Radio, brought to you by John Foy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.